Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mill's best bets. We will get those going here soon. So stay with us right here on The Drive. All right, Clint, before we get to our Friday finish, 713-572-4610, you can text in and let us know the Texans will win if they do what, and what is the prediction that you have for this game. Clint, what will this mean? What will this mean for you when you look at the Texans? How will you look at the Texans? What will this mean for you if they're able to go into Arrowhead against Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs, win this game, put themselves in a great situation to make the postseason, a better than 75% chance to make the postseason, and then essentially kill the chances of the Kansas City Chiefs, who've been to 7 straight AFC championship games and 3 straight Super Bowls? What would it mean if they were able to pull this off on Sunday Night Football in Arrowhead?
Well, one, it means you're in, obviously, as you mentioned, 70-plus percent chance right there with Arizona and Vegas left on your schedule. If you don't get in, it'd be an absolute, a travesty. But so, one, you're in. But I think two, the you keep the momentum rolling, man, and in a big, big way. You know, if you're able to knock off Buffalo, Indianapolis, and Kansas City 3 straight weeks, and in the process, that is kind of how you turn your season around and go from really what I thought was man, you might be lucky to get in the playoffs, to all of a sudden, hell, we might win the division and we're damn sure going to get in the playoffs. I think that's a hell of a run. I think the momentum and the confidence that you gain from that, I think, I'd be honest with you, I think a win this weekend far outweighs the start of 0-3. 0-3 caused a lot of panic. 0-3 caused a lot of problems. 0-3 created a lot of doubt. And I think if you're able to beat Buffalo, Indy, and Kansas City, along with what it means to get to 8 wins with four or five left in the season, and position yourself where that would position them, yeah, man, I think this is big.
Yeah,
no, I'm not real sure what that was.
Somebody
was that a sneeze?
I don't know. Listen, I wasn't gonna say nothing. I thought somebody was getting after it somewhere behind the bar, but I wasn't gonna say nothing.
Oh, there's a kid over there.
That don't matter. That kid's in a bar. Maybe somebody's getting after it back there behind that bar. All right. Daddy knows what's going on. No, man, I think this has a chance to be a real program changing moment for D'Amico if they win this game. They've struggled to win games against these type teams outside of the Buffalo Bills. Outside of the Buffalo Bills, they have struggled to win teams that you look at and you say, that is a true contender. Even though the Chiefs are 6-6, I still think most people, I think they're top 5 Super Bowl odds still. I don't know how, but they're still top 5 Super Bowl odds. I think they've struggled to win these games. If you look at it, they're 0-5 against the Chiefs in the last 5 games. Look at the games against the real Ravens. You look at the games against the Rams earlier this year. They have struggled to win these games. And I think that is a shift, because I'll be honest with you. I think people around the league look at the Texans as, they're a nice team. They're cool. They're like the baseball version of the Minnesota Twins. Nobody really thinks the Twins are going to win anything. They're a nice team. They might make the playoffs. But they're a nice team. I think this is a win to go along with this streak of beating Buffalo and beat Indy and now going on the road to beat Kansas City. I think people would then shift and look at the Texans differently at this point. And I think that is what is it.
If you just watch them, they're already a team that nobody wants to play right now. Nobody wants to see them in the first round of the playoffs. Nobody wants to run into them late in the season with a game that means something. So you're already there. I mean, you just take it a step further if you're able to make the run that you've already started. If you're able to keep that thing alive, and keeping it alive means you go to Arrowhead and win again at night, prime time. They hadn't had a ton of success in prime time games either. So, there's a lot at stake here, and I think it'll go a long way if the Texans can pull this one off. If the Texans can win this game in Arrowhead, it's going to be a good day to be a Texans fan. That's for damn sure.
All right, before we get to T-Mill's best bets, make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll get our Friday finish predictions, and Clint, the Texans will win if they do what?
CJ needs to throw two or more touchdowns.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think CJ's got to throw two or more touchdowns. I don't think they're going to get inside the red zone and run it in there. I don't think they're going to be able to run it and control the game. I don't think they're going to be able to kick field goals all the way. I think CJ's going to have to punch his thing in. He's going to have to find ways to throw it over the goal line and score points. I think if CJ throws two touchdowns along with some decent drives, obviously, they're going to get you'll get a couple of field goals here, and there's some other scoring opportunities. But if he can punch it in with two touchdown throws, I think the Texans win this game.
Yeah, and I think two touchdowns means they're not kicking field goals, which is – I think something big in this game. 713-572-4610. The Texans will win if they do what? There's someone text in. The Texans will win if the refs call the game even. You might want to just stop with that in your mind. I hope that's fine. You have it in your mind. I hope the Texans don't have it in their mind going into this game like they did. They had in the playoff games. We heard them talking about it a ton after the game. To me, Clint, I think the Texans will win this game if they are able to shut down the run game of the Chiefs. And the reason why I say that is I think the Chiefs are going to have to do something to slow down the pass rush. And even though you don't look at the Chiefs as a team that runs the football a lot, I think we'll see them try to run the football more. Tim Settle injured in the middle. I think that and what we've watched, we've seen Tampa, we've seen Seattle, we've seen teams be able to take advantage of that. And, Clint, that is going to be something that slows down the pass rush potentially. If they are able to take that away and they can't even run the football and the play action and none of that even means anything to the Texans, that just increases their odds to be able to just go after Patrick Mahomes. And if you know Andy Reid, if that don't work, Andy will say the hell with it. He'll throw it away himself. He'll just keep throwing the ball. Thank you, Andy. He'll throw it away himself. So I think it's a big key if they're able to shut down the run game. All right, prediction-wise, Tyler, where are you at? How do you see this game going, Texans and the Chiefs?
Texans' arrow keeps pointing up. They get the big win at Arrowhead Stadium in a close one. Texans win 24-20.
All right, 24-20. Clint, where are you at in this game?
I'm going 24-17, Texans. CJ throws two touchdown passes and we run one in and kick a field goal. That's how we scored. Three touchdowns and a field goal, 24-17, Texans.
Listen, I think the Chiefs' backs are against the wall in a major way, and obviously they've got some issues with their interior offensive line. I don't know that the Houston Texans are ready to go in and win this game. Not with the Chiefs needing this game. I don't know that the Texans are ready to win this game. I got it 23-13 Kansas City in this game, Sunday Night Football in Arrowhead. 23-13 in this game. All right, Tyler, let's get let's I know you didn't think I was wearing this and going with the Texans. All right, Tyler, Let's get to your best bets. What you got this weekend?
Yeah, five picks for you around the NFL on Sunday for Week 14. These are all NFL picks for the weekend. Here we go. We got Titans at Browns. A very low over-under set in this one, rightfully so, but I think they can get over 34. Over 34 between the Titans and Browns. A lot of AFC South picks in here. The Colts and the Jaguars, they are, of course, playing each other this weekend. Sunday in Jacksonville, I'm on the under in that game. Under 46.5 points is what I'm locked in at. Next, I'm taking the Steelers and some points plus a touchdown. That was
really
a tease up. Yes.
I believe it's Baltimore. Okay.
Yeah, I think the line's at 6 or 6.5 right now, but I teased it up 7. Give me that touchdown. Plus 7 for the Steelers in Baltimore, as Ron said. Then these last two are for your hometown squad up at Arrowhead, taking on the Chiefs Sunday night, primetime football. Texans in the points. I'm good with the money line, too, honestly. I think this really keeps trending in the right direction. Texans plus 4 against the Chiefs. And then lastly here, I'm on the Texans team total. So the Texans squad alone over 19.5 points against the Chiefs. I think they got to eclipse that if they do want to indeed leave with a win. So I'm taking the Texans over 19.5 points. Those are your weekend best bets.
Again, if you need a refresher, head to T-Mill, head to at T-Mill Real Deal to look at those weekend picks. He came on strong. Now, last night was a little rough. Then football picks this week, man. Hey, man, let's get this together now. Come on now. We need you back Monday. These football picks need you to tomorrow as well. Someone said Tyler has picked the Texans every game this year.
I don't think you remember
Seattle game. After that Seattle game, I was the only one who picked the Texans in that week. Tyler was done. Tyler was done for about 7 days with the Texans until they came back and won that game. So that is false. He has picked against the Texans. Shout out to everybody here at Raven Tower, everyone who's come out, all our winners. Shout out to Alyssa and Britt, who have been great waitresses and bartenders for us. Everybody here, the food truck, it's been a great time. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Andy, great job. Shay, great job. Reggie, thanks for coming out, holding it down. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
I'm very intrigued by up-and-coming talent. Tyler Milner is joining us here on the show.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.